This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
It's a beautiful day out the window.
It is a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram page.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
We need some followers over there. Like, first of all, the pod is funny, and it's Bryn and me and my husband John and Johnny. Johnny obviously is the
guitar
star
John,
of that
your
show.
Husband.
Guitar
yeah.
John. Guitar Who's John Pod.
So far had an amazing appearance on today's show.
He's done though. That's all over.
We need more guitar John on the Sarah
Vinny show.
I feel
like we might need less guitar John.
Feel free to jump in whenever, John.
John's he's not even here anymore.
No,
he's not.
I thought he was behind that curtain.
Nope, he left.
Oh.
He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
must have talked to him during the break, huh?
What, me?
No,
I'm here. Oh my God. Pipe down over there.
What's up, buddy?
So anyway.
What's up, Bryn?
Anyway, the Johnny Mosley Pod, if you could please listen to it. Obviously, we want you to listen to it. It's radio.com, radioalice.com. It's part of the radio.com family. But please follow the Instagram page. It's Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. We definitely need some followers on there. It's a little sad showing of, and we do fun contests on there. Like, we have a giveaway going on there right now.
That's right.
So all you got to do is go over there and jump on the page, follow the page. Okay, I feel like I've stalled.
His workouts are amazing.
Oh, my God. He does these weekly workouts where, and it's specific to getting back into ski shape. The one he did this week is, I swear to God, it looks so hard. I'm like, that is, it's a ham glute thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he's leaning over. Did you see it?
Uh-huh,
he's leaning over this like barrel thing that he made.
That's the hard part, though.
I know.
For the most part, what I love about it is that you don't need a bunch of stuff.
Normally. No.
You know, sometimes he does it on the arm of your couch.
Yep.
Or just on a box. Or
just standing using his own
exactly.
weight. Mm-hmm. But he demonstrates that actually Guitar John Pod is in that video that I put up yesterday as well, because there is a way to do the exercise without having to have the homemade mm-hmm. crafts that he's got. So if you're looking for better glutes and abs, then Johnny Mosley, please follow Johnny Mosley Pod. Could you do
all
me a favor?
Word. No if, H
all
and
one
Johnny.
Word, please. That's right. No H and Johnny, right. Johnny Mosley Pod. We all follow the Johnny Mosley Pod, and you can find him if you're looking and you can't find him. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's now 3 minutes of stalling. Okay, I see a shadow.
I see a shadow
moving, right. And Vinny's here. All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Vinny.
Hello.
It was you we were looking for. So, forget Thanksgiving. That's
Why?
Over. Because okay. as soon as it turns to November 1st, it's Christmas and that's it. I know, right. So there'll be one big meal you eat. Mm. It's not like you're going to see your family this year. Although I suppose plenty of people are sick enough and they've got enough caution fatigue that they're like, F it, Mom, I'm coming over.
Yeah,
I've been joking about it all day. It's going to be the four of us at Thanksgiving, and that's going to be that. So, although you have your mom's coming for the whole month, right?
She just backed out for the second week in a row. So I don't know what's going on, but the plan was to go get her tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
And
no,
she's not doing it.
I just got, you know where I just was? Dealing with that.
I see.
Is there something going on?
I don't know that this is a conversation we should have on the air, but it doesn't appear to be. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Got it.
All right. Well, don't worry. Thanksgiving's just an afterthought anyway. Turns out it doesn't matter. No one gives a rat's ass about it. So just tell her, no problem. We'll see you at Christmas. Streams of All I Want for Christmas Is You, as of November 1st. There you go. And look, it's a great song. I do love this song. Nice, pretty.
Oh, this
song.
Is what you're getting at, that this Christmas song is already...
On November 1st, streams of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You immediately started surging. On Sunday and Monday alone, it was streamed 1.14 million times in the U.S. That's up 160% from the clicks that it got in on the 30th and 31st. Like, that's it. People are saying, fine, Halloween's over. It is Christmas. And maybe, you know, this year, we're just like anything that will raise our spirits. All I Want for, let's sing a happy song. Let's watch Love Actually. Let's have a rave in our backyard. Anything to not be in 2020 anymore. So turns out,
agreed,
we are skipping Thanksgiving altogether. So don't feel bad about it. Here's something for you, darling. I know you love Leon Bridges, so I got a couple things for you from Leon Bridges.
I am a big fan. Yeah, he's got two excellent albums.
He did our Winterland a couple years back when there were live shows.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? He did a live show for us. Mm.
He was a nice guy, too.
Yeah. Very talented young man.
Mm-hmm.
So he is teamed up with a Grammy-winning New Orleans singer-songwriter named Lucky Day. And they have a new collaboration. It's called All About You. And they performed it last night on Stephen Colbert's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So I assume that this was piped in from elsewhere. I mean, he's doing the show from his office in the not from the stage. He's going to work, but he's not putting on a show in a big empty theater.
Okay.
So, and all his guests have been on Zoom or whatever satellite they're using. Mm-hmm. So Leon and Lucky Day performed their new song, All About You, and here's a little taste of that.
You know I'm a fan of you, baby. But you lie, messing with my pride, yeah. Oh yeah, it's all about you.
Oh.
Ain't about me. I got feelings too.
Is that Lucky Day singing the background vocals?
I assume so. I don't know.
I'm looking it up now. Lucky Day is definitely a boy.
Uh-huh. Oh, could this be? Does that sound
Oh, that's still him singing.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a singer. Oh, yeah. I thought for
that
sure
is
that
him singing
it would
right
be
now.
Him on the guitar back there, but they're both
oh,
singing.
Oh, yeah, they're both. Yeah, that's right. They both got so much soul.
That's Lucky Day.
Right there. Mm-hmm. That is him. And that's
so
Leon right there.
Pretty. That chorus is lovely. Last week, Leon actually released another collaborative single called Interstellar Love with a band called The Avalanches.
I don't know. I'm not familiar
with them. The track is built around a sample of the Alan Parsons Project's Eye in the Sky. I'm not sure if I know Eye in the Sky.
I don't think I know it.
Isn't Alan Parsons like the year of the... Am I thinking of
I just
else?
Started to go.
Dog
the
or...
eye in the sky keeps on burning.
But that's actually...
the wheel in the
wheel
sky.
In the sky, yeah. The eye in the sky is, of course, the Eye of Sauron.
Let's see if I can...
from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, let's see. How about this? Eye in the Sky.
Okay.
Do you know this? No.
Get to some lyrics.
Yeah, nothing's happened yet.
There's nothing there. Here it is.
I do know the song.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You've taken lots of chances.
This is it. It's going.
It's terrible. I would have never let that song play.
Full on 70s soft rock.
Yeah, that's yacht rock right there, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yuck.
Let's get to the Eye in the Sky
Yuck.
Part.
Oh, no. I just closed
never mind.
It.
No,
it even...
Yeah, fine. Okay. Who needs it? So Leon Bridges did a song with the Avalanches, and it's called Interstellar Love, and apparently the track is built around some lick from Eye in the Sky. So here
okay,
we go.
Okay, so it's got that beat that we were just listening to. Let's hear it.
Follow the light.
than the original.
I can barely make out that that's Leon Bridges, though.
Yeah, it's very effective.
It's dreamy, yeah. So the song is called... Oh. It's called Interstellar Love, and it's a new song from Leon Bridges. I like that other one, All About You. That's a good song. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, you liked it more probably because his voice is great, so it's trippy, yeah. And they affect it so much because
but you can't even tell
his raw
it's him,
voice is
right?
So wonderful.
Singing from the bottom of a well. It's reverberating. So, The Offspring. Remember The Offspring?
What now?
The Offspring.
I love The Offspring.
Sing me their big hit song.
Well, Self Esteem was a big hit. Keep Them Separated was a big hit. There you go.
Gotta keep them separated.
So how would you like to hear a Christmas cover from The Offspring?
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah, let's hear that. Oh, here we go.
All right, here we go.
I love it.
I love it.
I'd say add that to the roster, Jane.
That one is maybe not as good as the one done by U2, but right behind it.
Right. I add it in. No reason not to. I like his voice on that, too. I really expected it to be laughable, but that sounds pretty damn good.
You probably don't want to hear him do that live, but he did pull that.
He did, sure. You know, you get more than one chance in the studio, Vin.
Right.
So the singer's name is Dexter Holland. He said, it just seemed like the world could use a nice holiday song right now. And he is not wrong. He jumped at the chance to record that one. We tried not to wreck it.
They're one of those bands that we're working on a new album. Then they went, our album's done. And then they went, it's done and should be released any minute now. And it's been a year.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's still not released. And that song... probably was done like in a finger snap and put out, and yep. Something's holding up their album. I don't know what. Unless it's been quietly released and I didn't know that.
Well, if it has been, you've got it already, Vin. Take a look.
But I don't.
No, they're saying
I didn't know that
news,
it was released.
We could get news on The Offspring's album in 2021.
Oh, is that what it's saying?
That's what it's saying. Stay tuned to see if news on The Offspring's album comes for 2021.
Yeah, there you go.
Other people who've covered that, besides U2, who does the most famous version of it, I think. And it's like a Darlene Love song. Joey Ramone, the Foo Fighters, Bon Jovi, Smash Mouth, and a million others have all covered Baby, Please, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. And there's the latest from Offspring.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a good one. And actually, I was looking at, I didn't have high hopes for it because I just didn't. And I looked at the picture. I clicked over it on the. I'm looking at the original story and looking at the pictures. And man, you know, we're all getting old. But that guy still has his voice, clearly. Congratulations to Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's finally getting some justice.
Is that right?
Yes, Vinny.
So he's been put back in jail.
No, no, Vinny. No, I mean the guy who kidnapped him. Remember when he said a few years ago he got kidnapped and taken around? And it was. See, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's a terrible person. And some terrible things have happened to him. And it turns out that even when their person is terrible, you can't do these things to them. It's just the way it is. The guy who kidnapped him and hauled him around for a few days and, I don't know, made him open up his bank. I don't know what he did with him. Threatened him. You have to pay all your money to us or that's that.
Tell the story that was he basically joined a gang without joining them, had them around, was letting them be his front on a video or something.
Yes.
And then when he said,
"We gotta get some
guys,
real...
have a good one."
Yeah, they went, no, we're not leaving.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Son.
We're looking at what you're doing and thinking we need our piece of that.
Right.
Yeah, that's the story. That's how it goes. That he basically hired guys to be in his videos. You know what we need? We need real gang members. That'll give us some cred. And also totally F up my life worse than I've already done. So let's do that.
Right.
So a guy was convicted in the kidnapping of rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, and he was sentenced to 24 years yesterday by a judge who cited his leadership role in a gang active nationwide. The guy's name is Anthony Ellison. He's 33. He's been incarcerated already. It was a two-hour proceeding, and they're saying the judge repeatedly cited the July 2018 kidnapping of Tekashi 6ix9ine and his slashing of another man's face that left him permanently disfigured. So this guy is, it's not just for the kidnapping, apparently.
Well, at 33, he's already risen to power. That's he's moved through the ranks quickly.
Yeah. Well, actually, 33, isn't that kind of long in the tooth for a guy in a gang? Don't they? Their life expectancy like 25 or something?
To me, that seems like very well. He must have been very ruthless.
Sure. Well, he's a guy who will slash your face or kidnap you.
In fact, frankly, I feel uncomfortable talking about gangsters. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
He is right here.
Oh, he looks mean. Actually, he doesn't look mean. He just looks like a dude.
He looks like a guy. Okay.
Just a man. Although in that one picture, he seems to be throwing a gang sign or something. I'm not sure what that is. I shouldn't know, though, so I'm going to move on.
It means he'll cut you. That's what usually what it
means. That's what it means? I don't need to know that. I'm going to stay here at my house. Lana Del Rey. Lana. Very, very famously afraid to be on stage. You know, the first time I ever saw her was on SNL, and I thought, what the F is that girl doing on this stage? She was just quivering with fear.
Oh,
absolutely terrible.
Do you remember what the record company did to her right after that show?
Didn't they like force her to go to all kinds of like performance classes or something?
They were like, you have to learn how to be on stage. You're not good at it. She was terrible.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was terrible. Just terrible. Mm-hmm. I really thought, oh boy, that's a nightmare. Well, she's still around and people still love her, and she's a poet, and she has put out poetry books, and she's fun. I actually like some of her lyrics. She's really sort of funny and crass and vulgar.
And dirty too.
She will say right out what it is. She's not exactly, you know, performing WAP or anything, but I wouldn't put it past her. So anyway, Lana Del Rey, turns out she loves Denny's. So she's there having breakfast and with a friend and checking out the election results. And she posted this thing yesterday. And that is where she decided, F it, I'm going to announce my new album. Do you have a little of...
Oh, do you want to be...
It's up to you. Is there too many swears in it? Or?
No, it's just not clear to me.
But she's there, no makeup. Just, you know, her hair looks nice and she's eating. She's like constantly sucking her fingers because I guess, you know, the greasy food, the greasy spoon, the Denny's.
She didn't
lay out a full plan for the new album. She basically was saying that the vinyl's been delayed, and she's like, she's done with all that. She's just going to release it. So you'll be able to stream it. It looks like it might be called Chemtrails Over Country Clubs. She says she's likely got a few covers of Patsy Cline tracks as part of the release, and this covers. Oh, I see. She's doing a covers album in between Norman Effing Rockwell and Chemtrails Over Country Club. So, but I just thought it was adorable that she decided, because she's just sort of talking. She's on Instagram doing whatever people do on Instagram, and she just decides, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to tell you what's going on with this thing. There you go. Covers album coming from Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, you said it much better than she could have, actually, because that wasn't clear to me. She's licking her fingers and saying, ah,
I know.
She's kind of rambling, really.
I really did think, well, she really doesn't care that she's on IG Live. And why should she? The hell with it. People can watch or not watch. Don't care. Why care? Anyway, Vinny, that's all I've got time for.
There's other people with the opinion that it's show business. Show business.
Yeah.
Try.
It's the line is so blurred these days. Okay, what's coming up?
Well, I've got a new whiskey you may want to try.
Okay.
Okay.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.